I've seen the Lord reconnect disconnected brain stems. My own granddaughter, she was in a car wreck 4 years ago. Her brain stem was severed. Her eyes were disconnected. They said it was impossible for her to live. There was no way she could live. No way. I told them, Jesus said in John 15:7, if his words remained in me and I remained in him, then I could ask him anything and he would do it. Now see, the requirements are you got to walk in love. You got to walk in hope. You got to walk in faith. Just like John 15:7 says, if his words, all these words abide in you, then you're walking in love. And if those words, if you abide in him, then you're walking in love. And then your faith will work. And so when I spoke what I wanted, he literally said in John 15:7 that I could ask anything and he would do it. And so I asked him to fix her face, which was tore all to pieces in a car wreck. I mean, it was lacerated, cut, bones broken all around her eyes, brain stem severed, eyes disconnected from her brain. Her skull was even crushed in 5 places. Right knee was crushed. Left leg broken in 2 places. Impossible for her to live. Impossible, the doctor said. But with Jesus, Luke 1:37 says, nothing's impossible with God. Nothing. So I'm just simple enough to believe God instead of man. So I stood on his promises. I told him what I wanted. I didn't tell him I wanted a little girl just to live. I wanted a little girl that was supernatural. I wanted a little girl that could run and play. I wanted a little girl that there was nothing wrong with her brain, nothing wrong with her eyes, nothing wrong with her face, no scars. I didn't want any scars at all. And in a matter of weeks, the face, in fact, 2 weeks, the face was healed without a scar. Within a total of 30 days, we were out of ICU without a single surgery. We brought her home. We stood on the Word of God. Today, she's 7 years old. She'll be 8 in January. Right now, at this teaching, she's 7. And she's in 2nd grade. And she's running and playing and doing great in school. Just got a letter from her teacher. Said that Caitlin is learning exceptionally rapid. She's doing wonderful things. That's not a, said she's exceptionally good with her manners. She always says thank you and yes and please. She says obviously somebody is really training her right. Well, I will have to say she's living with my son and my daughter-in-law. And my son and my daughter-in-law is doing a great job of raising my granddaughter. She is really doing good. But they are a godly couple. They're teaching her godly principles. My son studies the Word of God hours every day. He reads and studies God's Word on a regular basis. Sometimes he spends several hours studying the Word of God. But that's the way you get faith. And then if you can do all the things, if you can walk in love, have hope, and walk in faith, the Lord says nothing shall be impossible with you. Absolutely nothing. Now think about these things. This is the way you can tell if you're really walking in this God kind of love. This will really put you to the test. And this is in 1 Corinthians 13:5. And if you read it from the Amplified or the NIV, it's better than the King James. But I'll read it out of the King James. It says, love does not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own way. Love is not easily provoked, and love thinks no evil. Now, that's just verse 5. 4, 5, and 6, and 7 are all of those statements. But if you're just doing that, this way you can tell. The Bible tells us we are to make this our aim in life, to have the God kind of love. If we could learn to do this, it would solve all of our problems. There's no two ways about it. Our problems at home and at work and the church and everywhere, it would solve all those problems. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 14:1 says. follow after love. In other words, the Amplified literally says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim or your great quest in life. We need to understand that love can grow and it can develop because it is a fruit. It's a fruit of the Spirit, and fruit grows. And the Word of God tells us it is the first of the fruits of the Spirit. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Isn't that amazing? That it's a fruit, and fruit can grow if it's fed and nourished. Listen to the fruits of the Spirit. The very first one of the fruits of the Spirit is love. Now, this is the greatest one of all. This is the one we need. But then listen to the others. The second one is joy. And then peace, then long-suffering, then gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, if you are walking in the God kind of love, no charge can be brought against you. The devil has no claim to you. Now, think about that. The devil has to have a claim. He has to stand before the court of heaven. He has to accuse you before God and have legal right to you before he can torment you. The Word of God says in Psalms 91, under the law, that if you walk in obedience to God's Word, the devil cannot touch you. You come over to the New Testament. You come to 1 John 5:18. He says, my children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and the evil one cannot touch you. Listen to what that's saying. If you are walking in the God kind of love, you're not sinning. And if you're not sinning, then the devil, which is where all sickness and disease comes from, he cannot touch you. Isn't that a wonderful statement to learn? Now then, if the devil has to have legal claim to attack us with sickness and disease, then that must tell us something about where we're living. One of the major sins in the Word of God that I've seen get more people healed today than almost any other, repenting of any other sin, is the sin of unbelief of the promises of God. Let me tell you something, that when you walk in this God kind of love, when you make this your goal, when you make walking in the God kind of love, everything we've read in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8, when you read these statements, this is what you can do. About a year and a half ago, a gentleman, which I'll even call his name, many people will know him. His name is Bill Gothard. He is a lovely man. He's about 5 years older than I am. He's run a ministry all of his life. He's dedicated his life to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. A wonderful man of God. Millions of people love Bill Gothard. But I didn't know him until a year and a half ago. He called me one afternoon, and a person in his ministry had gotten healed. And he wanted to know how I got people healed. I told him, well, sir, I get them healed with the Word of God. He said, what scriptures do you use? Well, I told him a whole bunch of them. And so he wrote them down. He said, I'm going to check you out. I said, go ahead. So he went ahead over the next 2 or 3 weeks. He checked me out. He called me back and he said, Thurman, all these scriptures you use, you know what they say in the Greek and Hebrew? I said, sure. The same things they say in the English. He said, that's true. He said, man, I'd love to have you speak in one of my conferences. I said, well, sir, before I speak in one of your conferences, let me send you some of my teaching. I want you to know what I teach from God's Word. So I sent him some tapes, him and his board. And they listened to them. And, of course, they called me and had a few questions. After they called, Bill told me, he said, Thurman, I'd love to have you teach in my conferences, but what you teach is so contrary to what most churches teach. I said, well, I know. That's why I wanted you to hear what I teach first, because God's Word is very demanding. It demands that we walk holy and in love and no sin in our life. And I said, most churches don't believe you can do that. And I said, when you start teaching people no sin, I said, they get, or that sin is what brings forth sickness and disease, or sin brings forth death, like the Word of God says, most Christians get offended. I said, but if God wants me to speak in one of your seminars, He'll make a way. So a few weeks later, Bill Gothard called me, and a young man by the name of Andy that worked for him was down in his back. He said, Thurman, Andy, he's worked for me. He's my right-hand man. And he said, he's such a fine young man, but he just walked in a walker, and he's having trouble walking. And the doctors gave him three options. And he said, I thought I'd call and ask you what you thought. And I said, well, Bill, I gave him a fourth option, and it's Jesus. See, it's amazing how we go to the doctor before we go to God. But I told him, I said, Andy's got a sin in his life. That's why he's sick. That's why he's down in his back. I talked to Andy. I asked him if he was a Christian, if he was living with some girl out of wedlock, if he was lying, stealing, cheating. He wasn't doing any of those things wrong. He was a great young man. And I said, well, Andy, there's only one thing I can find wrong with you at this point. He said, what is that? I said, you're not believing the Word of God. You're living in unbelief of the promises of God. He said, sir, I believe God's Word. I said, no, you think you do, but you really don't. You're walking in unbelief. I said, if you really believe God's Word, you would have taken one of these promises, you would have stood on it, and you would have been healed. He said, well, sir, I believe God's Word. I said, okay, turn to Matthew 18, 19, and read that verse and tell me what it says. And he did. And he said, wow, that is an awesome promise. I said, yes, sir, it's a very awesome promise. God made you a guarantee in His Word. If two of us on earth agree about anything, He'll do it for us. I said, so what you need to do is repent of your sins of unbelief, because you're not walking in the God kind of love when you don't believe these great and awesome promises. And so he said, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't believe your promise. And he repented of his sin of unbelief. I prayed the prayer of faith for him. I said, now then, I guarantee you, you're healed. I said, but I'm late to a Bible study almost. I said, so I've got to go. I said, you call me in the morning with your praise report. The next morning at 7 o'clock, my phone was ringing. It was Andy Warner and Bill Gothard, and Bill was telling me, Thurman, in minutes after you hung up the telephone, Andy's pain went away, and he was able to do everything he wants to do, and he is completely healed. And a year and a half has gone by. He called me here a while back and told me he's still healed. What happens when you walk in God's kind of love? Anything you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, He will do it for you because He is God.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web www.tlsm.org. And there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.